Well, if we can start just talking about the broad confessional issue, first of all, do you think there is a case to bring the church into line with other community institutions and have mandated reporting from what is said in the confessional?
I'm not sure how useful it would be. Offenders in this field, in pedophilia, do not go to confession and confess. They've convinced themselves that what they're doing is right. There's an extraordinary amount of distorted thinking goes on. And also I think they're afraid of what the priest would say to them, that he would not simply, give them absolution. He would make, all sorts of demands on them. So I really don't think that it would achieve everything that a lot of people seem to hope for from it.
What if it was a matter of a victim, a person of identifiably tender years coming in and describing something that constituted sexual assault? Yeah. What would your view be of that then?
I would listen to them, find out what I could there, and then I would ask them to give me permission to refer the matter. That would be my first way, to get them to give me permission, because in any case, if I can't give the name of the victim to the police, then there's not a great deal the police can do. Even if I gave them the name of the alleged offender, there's not much they can do without having the victim. So that would be always be my first step, to try to get the victim to give me permission to speak to the police.
Let's say these are serious allegations. What would be your next step if you can't get that cooperation?
If the person won't go that far, then I would have to make a decision. If I really thought that young people were at serious risk here, then I would speak to the police.
You would break the seal of confession?
Well, I'd have to weigh a lot of things up. Did I know the name of the alleged offender? Did I know the name of the alleged victim? If I didn't, if it's simply someone who comes into confessional and is not known to me, then obviously I can't tell the police that. I would be prepared to break the seal of the confessional, because you have to weigh up the greatest good. And here the greatest good is surely the protection of innocent people.
Do you think that that could become part of the church's protocol, should become part of the church's protocol, that weighing up things, priests be given at least the discretion to break the seal of confession, or be encouraged to break the seal of confession if, for example, a victim comes in and describes a sexual assault?
The major problem the Australian bishops have in dealing with this entire issue is that their hands are tied. Most of the changes that are needed must come from the Pope. And if he won't move, then the Australian bishops have their hands tied. The chances of getting the Pope to say that priests could break the seal of confessional are, nil. So
what if this is forced from a secular position? Oh, this is forced, as a psychiatrist is with the psychiatrist's counter or couch, or a social worker might be in their office, or a teacher in the classroom?
Then some priests would follow that. Some others would, wax eloquent in that the seal of confession can never be broken.
Do you see some value in that becoming a legal mandate?
I'm not sure what it would achieve. I mean, remember, we're talking here about a very rare case indeed, where I would have real information to give to the police.
The particular case I described to you earlier, without getting into too much detail about it, where a victim alleges she's just been raped by a priest, insists in a distressed state on going to confession, meets a priest at a neighbouring parish, and gives that confession, tells the story, what should happen there?
Well, if I were that priest, I would repeat. I would, listen to the person, speak with them, and then I would try to move it outside the confessional. I'd say, you need a lot more than that. And can we talk? Or at the very least, Can you give me permission to refer these matters to people who need to know so that something can be done about it?
I'm aware you didn't see George Pell's full response yesterday, but what do you make of Archbishop George Pell's position on these issues?
You know, this is a difficult one. He's not a team player. He never has been. So he doesn't work with the other Australian bishops. He does his own thing. When the office of president was vacant some years ago and they had an election for a new president, I know for a fact that he got 6 votes out of 42, and that gives you a pretty fair thing. Now on this subject too, he's not consulting with anyone else. He's simply doing his own thing. I personally believe he's doing it very badly indeed. And I think the other Australian bishops is one of the very first questions they need to face. They've got to confront him and determine who it is who speaks in their name and who doesn't.
You seem to be suggesting he's an embarrassment also to the other bishops.
Well, the other bishops would have to speak for themselves. I have to say that on this subject he's a great embarrassment to me and to a lot of good Catholic people.
So the bishops meet again at the end of this month. What do you think they might do?
I've no idea. I really can't speak to them. I've been 8 years out of that now. And, you know, they need to take pretty decisive action. But I think, I mean, there's going to be a Royal Commission, of course. And the thing there is to cooperate with it fully. And they need to make that resolution, of course. But the other issue, I think, is that of, you know, having some united voice, having someone who does speak for them. And in doing that, I do think they're actually going to have to confront George Pell head on.
And what, tell him he's not the person to speak for them on the subject?
That's right.
How do you think he'd respond to that?
I don't think he'd like it. He wouldn't. And he'd probably speak anyway. But at least it could be made clear that he's speaking strictly for himself.
Do you think it would be better if someone else were in the position of Archbishop of Sydney?
Oh, well, I have no control over that. At the least, I think there should be some other person as the spokesperson for the bishops.
Bishop Robinson, thank you very much for your time.